Welcome to Framework a Field.
Framework is a show consecrated to field recording and its use in composition. Field recording, phonography, the art of sound hunting. Open your ears and listen. Framework a Field is a new series of Framework special editions curated and produced by guest artists from around the world. A new edition is aired every second Wednesday at 1 p.m., alternating with our usual Framework broadcasts. For more information, you can contact us via email. Our email address is framework@talk21.com. Or you can see our website at www.resonancefm.com/framework. This edition has been produced in Minneapolis, Minnesota by Mike Hallenbeck. For more information, see www.wanderingear.com.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in to Framework. I'm Mike Hallenbeck, speaking to you from Minneapolis. On this edition, we'll be hearing selections from a little net label I co-curate with my friend Nathan Larson. We call it Wandering Ear. All of the pieces you'll hear on this program are available for MP3 download from wanderingear.com, absolutely free. Wandering Ear is an opportunity for artists from around the world to share work related to field recording with a global audience. It's a journey that leads us from an Amazon rainforest to a salt mine in Romania, to a mosque in Istanbul, to the stretch of ocean between Kangaroo Island and the continent of Antarctica. That's what we're hearing right now. It's a recording that comes to us from Laurie Beckstead and Dave Rose, both based in Toronto, Canada. Beckstead is a professor of audio and digital media at Ryerson University in Toronto, and Rose is a sound editor and designer for film and television. They've released a collection of binaural recordings from Australia on Wandering Ear. It's called Wenangali, which is an Aboriginal word from the Kamilaroi Gamilare language of northern New South Wales, meaning to hear, to listen, to know, to remember. We'll hear the voices of birdsong near Myall Lakes National Park, New South Wales, followed by a brief and mysterious sound that I'll explain after you hear it. Recordings by Laurie Beckstead and Dave Rose on Framework. I'll let the recordists identify that recording in their own words. As we walked home one night to our apartment in Sydney, we were intrigued by some weird sounds emanating from a house half a block away. When we arrived at the house, we realized that it was a chorus of frogs that had colonized a garage under renovation. The floor of the garage had been dug out, and after a heavy rainfall, there was at least 30 centimeters of water in the pit, from which the frogs were chirping. The cavernous space of the brick garage provided an eerie reverberation. We ran the rest of the way home to get the recorder and ran back to capture this fascinating sound. And before we wander elsewhere, we'll hear a bit of Sydney's yearly Anzac Day parade. Anzac is the acronym for Australian and New Zealand Army Corps. The parade is held to honor those who have served in the Australian military. Recording by Laurie Beckstead and Dave Rose. Matthew Sansom is a musician, sound artist, and lecturer. He teaches computer-based composition, free improvisation, and soundscape studies at the University of Surrey, UK, and has had work exhibited and performed internationally. Sansom released a piece on Wandering Ear recorded binaurally at Istanbul's Blue Mosque. He says, "For some time I've been documenting through audio recording the sounds and spaces of a number of places in the Islamic world. My European ears have become fascinated with what they've been hearing. On one level, this is certainly to do with the luxurious spatial physicality of the sounds as they resonate within and across the particular architectural forms and cityscapes of these locations. On another level, there is the symbolism and meaning that can be understood from the spiritual tradition that these soundscapes exist within." Here's an excerpt from Sacralizing Space, location recordings from the Blue Mosque, recorded by Matthew Sansom.
I'm ربنا إنك من تدخلين
That's an excerpt from Sacralizing Space, location recordings from the Blue Mosque, recorded by Matthew Sansom and available for download at wanderingear.com. Wandering Ear's debut release was a compilation entitled Thaw, field recordings from Minnesota. It featured, among other things, the sound you hear behind my voice right now, a recording made in the Minnesota Public Radio offices during construction by NPR reporter Annie Baxter. We later decided to assemble another compilation for Wandering Ear. This time we invited sound artists to create remixes using only these Minnesota recordings as source material. The result is called Melt, Minnesota Remixed, and it features contributions from all over the world. Right now we'll hear one of them, which uses Annie Baxter's recording as its raw material. Here's Autistiki with Modified Work Environment for Annie Baxter, available for download from wanderingear.com. Thank you. The Melt Remix compilation on Wandering Ear also features an artist who records under the name Fractaled. Next, we'll hear some work he's released on the label under the name Sea Field Echoes. This recording was made in the Selina Praid salt mine in the Transylvania Harghita countryside. It's a piece entitled Subterranean Salt Echoes on Framework.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to Framework. I'm Mike Hallenbeck, speaking to you from Minneapolis. We're listening to pieces available for MP3 download from the Wandering Ear Net label, specializing in field recording-oriented audio from around the world. As I mentioned before, Wandering Ear commissioned a compilation entitled Melt, Minnesota Remixed, wherein artists reworked the earlier compilation, Thaw, Field Recordings from Minnesota, using only these recordings as source audio. Greg Hooper responded to this challenge not only by using tracks from Thaw, but in fact using every single one. You wouldn't know it from the minimalism of this piece, though. Have a listen. This is Nietzsche by Greg Hooper, available for download from WanderingEar.com. This is Mike Hallenbeck speaking to you from Minneapolis. I'd like to thank Framework for having me aboard. This hour, we're listening to work from Wandering Ear, a field recording-oriented net label I co-curate with my friend Nathan Larson. All of the pieces we've heard are available for MP3 download from WanderingEar.com. We'll finish up the broadcast with a piece recorded in the Amazon rainforest by Michael Pallas, who appears on the Melt compilation under the name Horcata. Pallas works as a research scientist at the University of New Hampshire's Complex System Research Center. His work there focuses on necromass, or dead wood, in Amazonia. He gathered this audio in Brazil. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Hallenbeck, signing off.
You have been listening to Framework Afield. For more information, contact us at framework@talk21.com or see our website at www.resonancefm.com/framework.
Thanks for listening.